Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher and an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Faith, and the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry and stress and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably will not happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where true synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. As an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have an irreverent, wickedly funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some calls. So for some free angel advice, please do call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that number to call in for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those calls, as my usual listeners know, I take about 5 minutes or so to introduce the topic and to give a huge hello to all those people following me. Just a note and a reminder, if you'd like to be reminded of Angel Healing House radio shows, find my beautiful picture on that Blog Talk Radio site and push the follow button underneath, and you can be reminded of my shows coming up. Well, I am so excited as we are right smack dab in the middle of an absolutely magical succession of days. I don't know if you know it, but as of April 20th, we experienced a wonderful balsamic moon. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, what the heck is that? Well, I'll tell you. A balsamic moon occurs when the moon is less than 45 degrees behind the sun. Now, you're probably still saying, so what? Well, this balsamic moon, the 19th, 20th, is a wishing moon and is the best time to put your intentions on the air. Now, that may have gotten your attention. Now, remember, your intentions are your wishes, your dreams, your visions, and your imaginings. There is nothing that you cannot do, be, or have. And I will repeat that last sentence as it is extraordinary in and of itself. Listeners, there is nothing that you cannot do, be, or have. The time is perfect for this. Wishing, as this new moon is said to relate to one's commitment, to one's destiny. So whenever the moon is placed in this position, it is at this crucial point that you state exactly what dreams you want to become a reality in your life. And yes, it's that powerful. You know, when I've asked clients to tell me and state what they want, they cut themselves off from their destiny, their dreams by happening by saying, how can I possibly do that? How am I going to make any money doing that? I'm too old to do that. I don't have a college degree to do that. And the only reason something doesn't happen in your life is because of your own limitations or your own limiting beliefs. You know, this is truly a magical window of opportunity. If we're willing to release past hurts and angers and bitterness, resentments and regrets in order to be completely free to move forward unencumbered and not be held back by the past. Also, I forgot to mention that the balsamic moon, this wishing moon, also relates to healing. So actually, this is the perfect time to talk about today's topic, releasing and healing the past. Remember, the more we heal the past, the more we are fully connected to the present moment and open to receive. You know, for 10 years through my healing practice, Angel Healing House, I've helped transform people's lives with five eternal principles or truths. These five principles are featured on my professionally recorded guided angel meditation called Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. My CD provides much more than just relaxation and stress release. Through wonderful narration and guided meditation, I will take you on your own angelic journey with angels and walk you through practical mental exercises that help you free yourself from the burdens and worries of concerns of daily life. People who have bought my CD said that after they listened to it, they felt an overwhelming lightness, as if a great heavy burden of worry and stress and tension had been lifted off their shoulders. They felt more alive, had greater clarity, and felt more empowered and in control of their lives. You know, once we start to live these principles, we begin to change our energies and raise our vibrational frequency to such a high level that we start to draw to ourselves positive opportunities and positive people to our lives to truly move forward and affect our lives. Now, my CD can be bought on my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And before we go and talk about those five principles, I'd like to take some phone calls to start off with. 111, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Annalisa. Is it me?
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Annalisa.
Annalisa, how are you?
I am good, and your picture is really lovely.
Oh, thank you very much. Aren't you kind? Where are you calling from?
New York.
You're calling from New York. Oh, I am a New York girl. I am. They say that you can take the girl out of New York, but you can't take New York out of the girl.
No, we love that. We love that.
So what is your question today?
Well, I'm one of those people trying to live my dream, but also wanting to be practical to have the money there. And everything that I think I'm doing to be practical doesn't seem to be coming to fruition.
Okay. If your dream, let me just see what the posse have to say about, let's see them put their 2 cents worth in here. Okay, that one and that one and that one. Well, you know, they're just chiming in and they're saying you are so on the right track. If something, Annalisa, if something hasn't happened yet, it's not that it's not ever going to happen. That's number one. Number two is you might be pushing too hard on how it's supposed to happen, because the how and the when of it happening are not in your control.
Mm.
And those are two of the most important things. If we could just get so out of ourselves and finally realize that all we are, all you are, all I am, all we spiritual beings that are having a human experience, all we are is just pure intention. That's all we are. And because we are so connected and co-creating with the universe, that once we understand this, we just allow ourselves to have those intentions in our hearts. We go about our daily lives, and we let go of the how and the when of them happening. For instance, if you put your focus and attention on how things are supposed to happen, then you limit the way they come in.
Right now it's more the when, like I have a landlord that's kind of waiting on me and he's getting a little upset.
Okay.
So, now, you know, that. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was going to say, if it's a matter of paying your rent, now are you happy where you are?
I do love the apartment. I do love the apartment, and I do believe I'm supposed to be in New York a little while longer. I don't think I'm supposed to give it up just now.
Okay. Because I can hear in your voice that you're quite enlightened and you're very conscious and you're very aware of energies. How aware are you of signs? If things are tough, if things are not working out, the universe sends us challenges and gives us alarm bells to say, well, you know, I might have to rethink moving on. You know, a door might be closing for you now in order for another one to open up and for things to become much easier for you.
Well, I was willing to move. But again, I would need the resources to do that. And I took on a practical position with a sales company. And then, you know, people say they're going to sign up, do this, do that. And it's just not coming to fruition yet. Yet.
Yet. And I think that's the major word, yet. If you understand that the reason that we get abundance on the outside is that we are in our bliss, in our joy, in our acceptance of for exactly what is, because it's not until we accept something fully for what it is in front of us and what it's teaching us in front of us that we can then go beyond that. And that's the first principle that we're going to be speaking about today is responsibility for everything and anything that appears in our reality.
Do you see? Is there like one thought pattern that's making me where I'm getting stuck? Because
okay.
I know it has to be a reflection of something in me if it keeps out picturing.
Right. Okay. The first word that came to mind is lack.
Yeah.
Okay. Lack. You are. If you put any emphasis on what you do not have, the universe is such a giving universe that immediately, I mean, and certainly now in these times where we are dimensionally, we're shifting so fast, and entering higher dimensions all the time, that we can't afford to have one thought, one word, or one action ever, or feeling in our heart that is anything less than blissful and joyful. So what the posse of angels are really wanting you to do is to be so conscious about everything you think and every word that you use. Bless your situation that you're in now. Say, I am so rich and prosperous and wealthy that I have a landlord that's giving me some lag time. How abundant am I? How wealthy am I? and subconscious does not know the difference between fantasy and reality. And the more that you can really feel your abundance, know that you are abundant and abundant is your nature. And come hell or high water, you will be provided for. What we often think, Annalisa, and we look at as something that's horrible, may be the most extraordinary blessing in disguise. You may have to come to the end of your rope, and you might have to step out from that apartment and get a cheaper apartment or move in with a friend or do something which will open up a magical door for you. And an opportunity, a new opportunity will appear. But that can't happen until you would get out of this one. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but what I'm saying is the more that you can stop thinking of any part of your life as being in lack, then and really feel it in your heart It's not just saying those words, because I've got lots of clients who keep affirming, I am rich, I am wealthy, I am abundant, and, you know, they are so poor in spirit. It's about being rich in spirit, and that has nothing to do with the money in your pocket. And the universe does not respond to money in pocket. They respond to joy and bliss and creativity, because it's in that creativity where the divine channel opens up to God, and we truly start co-creating through our creativity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll breathe deep and send blessings.
Okay, well, hang in there. Also, whatever seeds that we're planting now will start to reap harvest in June and July. So June and July are going to bring us greater opportunities. But listen to the rest of the show, because the five important principles or tenets or truths will really help us to release any kind of lack in our lives and make forward movement.
Okay, thank you very much. Bless you, Candy. Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Thank you so much, Annalisa, for that. And the more that we can live in our bliss and our joy and our creativity, that is truly abundance that you can take to the bank, okay? And that will bring in all kinds of riches to us. Let's go to our next phone call, 602. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Shiloh.
Hi, Shiloh. Where are you calling from?
Phoenix, Arizona.
How is Phoenix today? What's the weather like there?
Pretty toasty.
Pretty toasty. Come to L.A. We got a little bit of gray haze going on, and it's actually lovely and cool here.
Really? That sounds good. It's like in the hundreds here, so.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm sending you cool thoughts.
Thanks.
What's your question today?
I was just wondering, like, I know I heard you say that you had a couple of near-death experiences, and from what I understand, those can be extremely enlightening as far as the other side goes or whatever. And I was just wondering what your take is on suicide and people that have done that. Like, where do they go? Like, are they truly, like, condemned to hell, or is there, like, a purgatory, or what happens to them, or do you know?
The only hell that there is the hell that we choose to create for ourselves on the earth plane. We are actually in the eternal now, because we are multidimensional beings, and we have the heaven. Heaven is here with us, here and now. This is just such a small blip of who we are, Shiloh, in our physical beings. I know that people who have been tremendously damaged, and this includes emotionally destroyed and damaged, when they exit the earth plane, they go to Spirit Hospital. They go to Spirit Hospital where they are, in essence, they are cocooned with, and they are surrounded by beautiful angelic health, and they're warmed, and they are looked after, and they are encouraged to come back. But everyone's got free will and free choice, and there is no time over there. So, but once they are strong enough, they will then have to go to certain points once in that dimension. Once we cross over, everyone goes through a life's review,
mm-hmm.
and the life's review is. I remember when I crossed over, I saw it as a huge Greek Parthenon type building. I walked in. There's a single bench. And I holographically somehow started to see my life from when I was born up until the time when I drowned when I was a teenager, and I saw each and everything that had happened to me in this life's review. And when I was kind and I was considerate and I was loving and I was sweet, I felt what the other person felt like as a result of my actions. But when I was deceitful and I was unkind and when I was cruel and I was not always this angelic the way I am now, but when I was, all those negative things to people, I felt what they felt as a result of me being hateful or deceitful or whatever. And then at the end of the review, there is no judgment. Nobody judges you. It's just a life's review to see how you went in and how you fulfilled the contract of your life that you wrote out with the etheric council. They're also called the elders. I call them the elders. I see them as very wise, sage beings, ascended masters. You would have sat down and written in your book of life the contract for this life. After life's review, then you go to the Hall of Akashic Records, the Hall of Wisdom, and you go over, and nobody judges you, but it's just a review of, hey, nice to see you back here. How did you go in what you wrote in your contract? And then you discuss that, and then you decide where you will go. A lot of people go to spirit school. A lot of people do become spirit guides for others on the earth plane. I would say in most cases, people are not very quick to jump back into a physical incarnation since duality can be very difficult to contend with. Once you do go back into that dimension of non-duality, and where love is present and acceptance and not and egos, are dropped and that kind of thing. So you might just, hang out and do what you love doing. Both times that I crossed over, I was shown that, everyone will get a reunion party. Actually, at the reunion party or the welcome home party, is those people who have crossed over. Those people that get those reunion parties, usually it's for them to understand that, hey, my grandparents are here, but my grandparents have been dead for 30 years and they certainly don't look dead. My pets are very much alive and with me, and suddenly the penny drops. Oh, I must be in some place very different. So there's a reunion party and the life's review, and then there's the meeting with the etheric council. Those people who have left the earth plane that are severely emotionally damaged, that's where they'll go. They'll go to Spirit Hospital, and they can be there for as long as they choose, until they want to be strong enough to then go through the processing of the life's review and that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, I hope that's been helpful.
Definitely.
Know that they're the only hell that anybody ever experiences is the hell of their own making. There's no blame, there's no fault, there's no victim. We are each creating our own realities. You can create heaven on earth because we are in heaven right now. We are just spirit having a physical experience. And we are multidimensional beings.
It's a lot to grasp.
What's that?
It's a lot to grasp.
It is a lot to grasp, especially when our programming or our belief system has been otherwise. That's my experience, and I was a co-host on a radio program, Shyla, recently, and one gentleman called in. He said, "Well, you have no proof that you really died. He said, we have to establish that you actually died. And the things that you're talking about, there really are no, there's no proof. And I said, well, a lack of evidence doesn't necessarily make a thing untrue.
Right.
You know, I said, you know, back in the 1500s, I said, if somebody were to time travel back there and get off the time machine with their iPod and their iPads and their Nike shoes and their jewelry and their, you know, their funny dress and everything, everybody would look at them a little bit strange. And, you know, this man is, you know, talking into his, talking into the air because he's on a speakerphone and there's voices coming around him as he can hear, because the other person's on speaker, and the villagers in the 1500s would run and get kindling and wood and would throw this person on the fire, because they would say what they are seeing and what they're experiencing, they have no proof for it.
Right.
And so those of us who have crossed over and experienced ourselves in that heavenly realm as pure spirit, in the presence of the all that is, we're not evangelists. We don't come back and try to prove it to anybody, but this is our truth. And it's amazing that the more you read about this, and doctors, medical doctors, there are many medical doctors like PMH Atwater, who's done over 8,000 case studies on near-death experiences, Dr. Kenneth Ring, Raymond Moody, who wrote Dr. Moody, who wrote Life Between Lives. There are many, many books on this, and many conventional doctors who are attest to life after life, so to speak. So,
why do you think that you almost died twice? Like I could see maybe once, and then you're shown what you're shown, and but why do you think you almost died twice and went through that twice?
Oh, well, the reason I died when I was 5 years old, and the reason I'm pretty sure I drew those things to myself was when I was 5 years old, I was not living my truth. I was living in a fantasy world. I would be, I was seeing angels, I was seeing fairies, and I was not really supported by it, and I just chose to hop off the planet. I didn't want to be there anymore in a world that was not, you know, going to be supportive of me. I met my grandmother when I crossed over, and she said, "It's not your time to come back to us yet." And when I drowned when I was 15, that journey that the angels took me on has become the subject of two of the books that I've written, and one of the books is going to be made into a movie. And so you never know where things are going to be taking you and the reason why you need to do things, but and sometimes you find out in retrospect, you find out somewhere down the track.
Okay.
So
okay,
I hope
well, thank you for your information.
You're welcome. And,
I believe you.
Go to my website, and the most important thing in all of this is for me to believe it myself, and if it's helpful to other people, then that's an added thing along the way.
Right.
Okay. Take care of yourself, Charlotte.
Thank you.
All the best.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you very much for your call, Shyla. And next call we're going to is 561. 561, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Thank you for holding.
Hi, this is Lena. How are you?
Hi, Lena. I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida. How's life in Florida?
Oh, the weather today is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, isn't that lovely? And how are your spirits today? What's your question for the posse or myself?
Well, I'm looking for a job like the whole world is, and it's really hard to stay, you know, positive. It really is.
Okay.
I just had an interview scheduled, and a guy called me up and left a message that he already hired somebody else. He was canceling my appointment.
Okay. The first thing that the posse wants you to know is everything happens for your highest good. You got a pen?
Yes.
Okay, write that down. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything happens for your highest good.
Mm-hmm.
If this is the case, if this is irrefutable, then then not getting a job is happening for your highest good. Because every time something is blocked from us, it means that something better is coming along.
Okay.
We are here on the earth plane to learn lessons. One of the lessons you are learning now is strength. You are learning resilience. You are learning patience. You are learning how to be resourceful. You know, one of the greatest lessons that I learned in my life, and I was married 26 years. I had an abusive marriage for 26 years. He was a very, very wealthy man, but I learned that my soul and who I was much more important than the money, and I walked. Mm-hmm. And I walked. And I wouldn't say it was easy, but the character that I became as a result of that, I am so proud of myself. And so those things you are learning now. The next one, whoa. We've got the strength card, we've got the chariot. The chariot is saying that there will be movement soon. I got to ask you, Lena, the jobs that you're applying for, what area are they in?
In Florida, you mean? Boca Raton.
No. I was going to say in what area? You know, what area of work?
Oh, it was in property management.
Property management. Okay. Let's say Oprah Winfrey gets so sick of her money, and she doesn't want the responsibility anymore, and she drops it into your bank account. Okay. So suddenly you have Oprah's money. There it is. It's all in your bank account, and tell me, would you still be looking for jobs in property management?
No.
Okay. So that tells me that this is not a calling for you. This is not a mission. This doesn't create joy, and this doesn't create bliss, and this doesn't create happiness in your life. So the posse of angels are saying, what are you doing running after something that is not going to give you joy in your heart? If you don't have joy in your heart, you don't have abundance. If you don't have abundance in your heart, then that is going out, that non-abundance is going out to the universe, and the universe, because of the laws of attraction, will bring you back non-abundance. What do you love doing? Lena, what do you love doing?
Well, I love helping people. I'm pursuing a degree now in the health field.
Okay. That gets me excited. That
mm-hmm.
once you draw a line in the sand, actually the posse is showing me like you on the beach with a stick and you're drawing a line in the sand and going, okay, that's it. You verbally say this out to the universe. I am as of this very second, I am dropping all of my energies and I will not put them into anything that is not respecting and honoring and acknowledging of what makes me happy. And by taking your personal power back and telling the universe exactly where you want your energies to be put, then doors will start to open for you. Now, in the meantime, how much longer of your degree do you have to go?
I have another year to go.
You have another year to go. Okay, and in the meantime, I'm hearing that you could start to take some alternative holistic courses, like learning Reiki, like learning emotional freedom technique, doing intuitive counseling. There's a number of different alternative forms which you could learn and then start providing service in an area which you absolutely enjoy right now. And by doing that, the universe will see this light. I mean, you'll be like a beacon, when you start to do this. Okay. And you'll have like little fairy lights all around you. And the universe will take note of you. And then they will, then they'll start sending you people because of that light around you. You won't have to do a lot of advertising. It's like, you know, people will be engaged in who you are and what you do because you'll be lighting up like a Christmas bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Great cards, great cards. The last card is the Six of Cups. I love this cup. This card. It's emotionally fulfilled. It's regaining who you are, and just feeling so darn good about yourself. Promise yourself to say, Lena, that you will never, ever do anything that doesn't make Lena happy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. I just broke up with my boyfriend a week ago, so that might be where that's coming from.
Go, girl. Go, girl. Mm-hmm. You've already drawn a line in the sand. Now, it's interesting when we draw a line in the sand how other areas of our lives just fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, promise, don't promise me, don't promise the posse, don't promise God. You promise yourself that from this day forward, the most important person in the world is
me.
You. And it's got to be you. Not at the expense of anybody else, Lena, but because you matter. The universe is in you. And if everything is all right with Lena, then everything is all right with the universe. Go out and start investigating some alternative practices which you can start. I mean, when, you know, I started off as a Reiki practitioner. I charged, you know, well, back then it was 2003. I was charging $50 an hour. And the universe miraculously, with very little advertising, sent me so many people. And certainly Reiki treatments are a lot, more nowadays. I mean, I've attuned hundreds and hundreds of students in the last 10 years. And as certified and licensed practitioners, and that's something you can easily do and bring in a very nice income while you're doing it, and you'd be helping people as you're waiting for your certification to come through.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So go out and live your truth. Live what makes you divinely happy.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Be blessed. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lena. And that's to everybody else. If something is not working out in your life, it could be the greatest blessing that you possibly ever could imagine. And it's teaching you strength and resilience and patience and resourcefulness along the way. Let's go to our 860 caller. 860, you've been hanging on. Thank you so much for hanging on the line. You should be rewarded for your patience. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Faithful.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Faithful.
Could you spell that?
It's like pencil, but more like Stacy, but with no Y, it's just Faithful.
Oh, okay. And what are you calling?
That's normally how I try to help people try to pronounce it right. Some people, they kind of, you know, messed up as Faithful. Like, they thought it was Faithful. Like, no, it starts with an F.
Oh, it's Faithful.
Yes, Faithful.
Okay. And tell me, where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay, what's life like in Connecticut?
It's doing fine. The weather is not as bad as Western New York when it has so many snow, which I'm glad we didn't have snow because it's starting to look more like summer. Everything is growing now. Almost all the trees are turning green, which I'm happy about. So, yeah,
I was going to say a lot of new growth, a lot of new buds here in the Northern Hemisphere. So tell me, what is your concern today?
I am somewhat frustrated. I dated Thursday ago. I've been asking around about this, but I just want to see what you see about it or how you feel about it. I haven't heard from him. since Friday. I think something happened. So I've been really missing him. I really love this dude. I really like this guy so much.
Okay.
So
The two things that the posse of angels are whispering in my ear are ease and grace. Ease and grace. If where we are right now as vibrational beings, we have shifted to such a degree that we know pretty much what is truth for us. And we are over. We are over living lives of pushing, of burden, of hardship, meaning that if we have to control something and really push for it to happen, that A, it's not the right timing for it to happen, or B, it will happen, or it's not supposed to happen at all.
Okay.
So the only thing that you can do is control who you are. You cannot control anyone else. And they want you to know that if this is meant to happen, then it will happen with ease and it will happen with grace. And it will happen free-flowing, that this relationship will then blossom. If it's not meant to be, it's actually shielding you from a very possibly harmful or hurtful or damaging relationship down the line.
Okay.
Yes, make your intentions known. But truly, if you've got to push for something to happen, it's either not the right time or it's not supposed to happen.
Right.
And actually, that's wasted energy. Take that energy and put it into something which you can be proactive and which you enjoy doing. And that will make your energies inside of you, that will make your abundance so huge that you'll be this beacon of light, that you will draw abundant people to yourself. Well, you know, quite a lot of times, Shameful, is that we draw people to ourselves to show us what we don't want. Do you want to be with somebody who doesn't particularly make you a priority? I had an abusive marriage for 26 years. Why? Because with my free will and free choice, I chose to be a victim. I chose to be there. When I woke up to how wonderful I was, and I respected and I honored myself, I divorced and I said, well, I don't want to be with anybody who doesn't want to be with me.
Right.
So they're also saying, do not compromise who you are. Do not compromise your life, and then the universe will not compromise you.
Okay. But what do you mean by compromise?
Well, as spiritual beings, we can create heaven on earth for ourselves. Take this man for example. Take this relationship. You met him when? When did you meet him?
It's been a weird story, but I finally met him, like really, really meet him, even though I saw him, even though it was a really strange situation, but I met him Thursday ago.
Okay. And how did you leave it when you left? Did you say, call me? Did you say, let's stay in touch? Did you?
He told me, text him, make sure that I came home safely. I even text him, even though he just left, I just text him, I'm going to miss him. I things like that. And I told him, you know, let me know when you get home and things like that. And that was pretty much it. But he told me he wanted to see me again. Even though I told him I will not have enough time for Friday because I was going to have a meeting, even though it was canceled. I don't know what happened. But even though he told me he wanted to come to my meeting, which was a little awkward, which I didn't mind. But then I texted him Friday. And what happened was he never texted back, but the only thing, because he's normally not up around that time. I can understand he sleeps late. So I just went. I just wanted to go to this house anyway, just in case, you know, because I usually take the city bus, so, because they take a long time. So what happened, I was halfway there, but he told me not to come today, only because his father was there. So I don't know if he's, you know, if he's upset about because of what's happening to him. I don't know if there's obstacles around him, you know, for a relationship that's making him like this.
Yeah, you certainly can't control any of this. And by you putting any of your emphasis on it, you're actually draining your joy, you're draining your creativity, you're draining your bliss. So you bless him wherever he is at. You've made it known how you want to connect with him. And if it doesn't happen naturally and it doesn't happen organically, all I can tell you that is you're going to be wasting your life force energy by putting it on something that is not, you know, not in your control. So the two words, again, that they're really pushing are let it happen with ease and grace. And in the meantime, go out and be creative, go out and be blissful and joyful so that maybe these energies are not particularly abundant. Maybe they're not open and honest and loving. So I'm not saying that's 100% true, but I'm just saying that maybe they're not. And by you being more loving to yourself, then you will draw somebody who really does want to spend time with you and make you a priority. But that won't happen unless you make yourself a priority.
All right.
Well, I hope that's been helpful for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. You too.
Thank you so much, Connecticut phone caller. And yes, that could go out for all of our listeners. Do not push anything, because if it hasn't happened yet, either it's not supposed to happen or it's not happening because something so much better is coming along. And those two words are ease and grace, which are so important in our lives. 856, you're on the line with on the air with the Angel Healing House Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. This is Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you? Where are you calling from?
New Jersey. I'm actually, I have my own show on the blog talk, too. Connect with your guardian angel with Anne.
Oh, lovely. Nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you. I was listening to your show. I love
it. thank you very much. I mean, sometimes I have difficulty in hearing because the angels, you know, my posse, you know, they're like screaming in my ear, tell them this. Like, it's like, okay, all right. They get very, very excited. So what's happening in your world, Anne?
Well, I'm just getting over being, I guess it's allergy season in New Jersey, and can't shake this allergies from having trouble with my voice and stuff like that.
Having trouble with your boyfriend, okay.
No, my voice.
Oh, with your voice, okay. Now, you know that from an emotional point of view, allergies are something about something that's irritating inside of you.
Right.
So have you been able to pinpoint yet what that is?
Oh, I'm very well aware of things that do go on around your areas of different parts of your life. Affect, you know, your health and things like that. I actually would have a question for my son.
Mm-hmm.
He's been really, really sick, and he's very musically talented, and he's a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a shift and change of the musical band that he started, and he got really sick when it broke, when his band broke up.
Okay.
So I've been trying to guide him to the reasons that things, like you said in the show, everything happens to your higher self.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to use the analogy that, you know, sort of when we're holding on to something that is, everything is in the meantime on the earth plane. I mean, everything is on the meantime, is in the meantime. So we take things on, let's say it's a band, and it's a perfect fit. How long was he in this band for?
Almost a year.
Okay, so he's worn this band like a coat for a year, and it fit him, and it was fun, and it was wonderful. And for some reason, after a year, the fit started, he started to outgrow it.
Right.
He started, maybe the coat started to get, you know, threadbare, it started to get worn, he started to grow bigger, whatever, and he started to go past it. And so the universe, because we're constantly co-creating with the universe, maybe it was discrepancies in the band personality-wise, maybe somebody had outgrown the band, maybe there could be all kinds of things going on there in the dynamics, but the most important part is for your son to understand that by letting go of the band, he's opened up, or having that taken away from him seemingly, because everything that happens in front of us not only happens for our highest good, but we brought it to ourselves unconsciously to help us with this next step. So when the band is taken out of his hand is completely open then to receive something so much better coming in.
That's wonderful.
And life is like that. I don't care. I don't care what it is. And that's why the number one thing has to be to take responsibility for our lives. Everything happens for our highest good, and to see it as a blessing. And the more we can see it as a blessing, the more that the universe will bestow blessings on us.
Absolutely.
It just works like that.
It does.
The more we rail against it, the more that we keep, you know, digging a negative vortex for ourselves and just staying in this blame and victim and sad and why did this have to be taken away from me? And many times it's not until, you know, in retrospect do we look back and say, you know, but like with my 26-year abusive marriage, thank God that I had that marriage and I brought my ex to myself because I wouldn't be the person I am today.
Right. And that's so beautiful. There's like many songs I've noticed that are being written that if things hadn't happened in your life, you wouldn't
yes.
be where you are today.
Exactly.
I love that.
There's a great exercise I give my clients, which is to, number one, acknowledge and accept that it happened in your life,
mm-hmm.
and then you bless the person. Because they gave up part of their incarnation to come back and play a role and act like an actor in the theater of your life. Some of the greatest people in our life are like 180 degrees from, you know, what we would like, but the contrast helps us to grow and be challenged enormously. And the next one is to thank them for the contrast because it shows you what you don't want. And then in order for them to be released from your life, and you release them with love and healing and all kinds of things. So it's quite extraordinary.
It is. And I wanted to tell you, I think you're so beautiful. You're very beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Beauty is, you know what, my mother, who is 82 years of age and went through quite and drew a lot of challenges to herself, said, it always says beauty is as beauty does, and I always say actions do speak louder than words. And we all have an extraordinary beauty within each and every one of us. It shows up different. There's a different physicality on the outside, but this, once you let this divine light start just pouring and oozing out of you. That not only the universe takes notice, but everybody takes notice. I mean, you know, then you'll draw to yourself, you know, sort of people of light and all kinds of extraordinary experiences.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Give a plug to your radio show. What is it?
It's called Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Ann. And I do my show Thursdays at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Yeah.
Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, Ann. And go and be well. Be blessed.
You too. Be well. Much love.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we just have enough time to squeak in one more caller. 617, thank you so much for holding on. Who is on the line? Hello? Okay, let's try that again.
Hello?
Hello, 617?
Hello?
Hello, yes, 617, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We've only got about 2 minutes left. How can I help you?
This is Annette. I want to thank you
Hi.
For taking my... Hi, thank you for taking my call. And
you're
I just
welcome.
Want to know, I've been looking for work for quite some time, and I was told that I missed my opportunity 3 months, and I could have been working 3 months ago. I want to know... did I miss an opportunity for work?
You never ever miss anything. Annette, do not get that into your belief system and in
right,
your program.
Right.
What looked like a tragedy may turn out to be the most extraordinary blessing in your life. Watch for signs in your life. The angels, this is the way the angels work. They send us signs and
mm-hmm.
You are always where you're meant to be, okay? And there are no mistakes. Just because you didn't hit a mark the first time around does not mean it won't be offered to you again in a different guise. And that's why we have to live in the present moment, and that's why we have to never lose faith in our intentions and what we believe in our hearts. So a quick answer to you is no, my dear, you have not missed out on anything.
I should have known that because that's what's in my gut feeling. When I heard that, I kept hearing what is meant for you will not surpass you.
Absolutely. Go, girl. That's
and that's what popped
true.
In my head because someone said that to me almost a year ago, and she said, don't worry because what is yours will not surpass you.
Absolutely, that's true. Just hold tight and hold
yes.
firm to the intentions in your heart. Keep blessing.
Yes.
Thanking and accepting for exactly what turns up, and it's going to be amazing what's going to come to you.
Wow.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. You're actually going to be starting over. It's going to be like just go forth with this childlike wonder. Okay, Annette, I'm going to have to end it there.
Okay, thank you. God bless you so much.
God bless you too. Take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you to all my callers today. And I didn't get to the topic, so I will be presenting those 5 important principles next week. Please do remember that the past should be left in the past. Otherwise, it can destroy your future. Live life for what tomorrow has to offer, not what yesterday has taken away for you. And everyone, that wraps the show up for today. What great callers. Thank you so much. So don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my enlightening book, Angels of Faith, or my professionally recorded CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, go to Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com, or call me for some angel readings of your own on computer, phone, or Skype, 831-277-3716. Until next time, be blessed, because that's who you divinely are, and shine your radiant light out to the planet. Love and blessings to you all. Take care. Have an absolutely gorgeous week, and come back and visit me again on next Tuesday. Take care. Bye-bye.